another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. It's about 10:20 Eastern Standard Time in New York, 4:20 p.m. German time. Me and my girl G are here. What's up, G?
I'm good. How's it by you?
Good. Weather is sort of okay today. How about by you?
Cloudy as usual, as per. I'm getting used to it. No, I'm really not. The sun is out today, so that's a good thing.
Good. Yeah. So as of our last podcast, I did make it to Trader Joe's.
I am so proud of you. I am so thrilled and so proud. I wish I was there with you. I wish I was holding your hand.
Yes. I made it to the store. I enjoyed it very much. And speaking of which, this morning, my dear friend G was able to get her care package from Trader Joe's. So a little bit of America to you, my friend.
No one has any clue how valuable and how great Trader Joe's is until you don't have it. And to get this package today was so sweet. I loved it so much. Thank you. So many seasonings to try. Oh,
yes.
And like some new ones, really new ones, random ones. What is ketchup sprinkle? I don't know.
It sounds really good.
I can't wait to find out. This is not a plug, but it's so good. I can't wait to find out. I don't even know what to make. I would need to use ketchup sprinkles. What can I pop? I don't even know what culinary delight that would be.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to find out. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Anytime at all. I am definitely hitting it up to get those fig and olive crackers. Definitely interested in those fig and olive crackers. That was like one of like the main things that they featured in like one of the brief like news feeds, the latest goods. But yes, I am definitely a fan, but I'm a Costco girl, true and true, thick and thick, whatever the saying is. Oh, I was just about to say, I'm not wearing any Costco items on me today, but I am. My shirt and my bra, which I will spare you. I am wearing Costco items.
I am dead. I don't know how. Costco's such an ordeal. It's not a quick, like, let me go pick something up. It's like buckle down. Like, you're going to be here for the whole afternoon.
Yeah.
Situation. I don't know how you do it. I can't just go pick up something at Costco. It can never happen.
No, it's amazing. I love it. I love it so much. You can get everything there. You could live there. I feel like they could tape like a pilot there. They could do everything there.
It really can though. They really can. I'm telling you, like all the electronics, the shampoos, everything you could think of under this. You're the one telling me that you could get like glasses there, like an eye
everything exam? Prescriptions, much cheaper. Claritin's much cheaper there. No plug, but I knew someone who was like, "Yo," I was like, "I'll bring you to Costco." Claritin was much cheaper there. I've gotten like my prescription glasses there, eye exams there, everything imaginable.
That's the last place I'll let you take my husband. Are you kidding? I tell Tasha so all the time. He has problems with purchasing things in bulk here in Germany. So imagine if he walks into a store like this, he will lose his mind. Like he will lose his mind. He would pitch a tent and never leave. So he would buy a tent. First of all, he'd buy
a
tent.
And you can. You can buy a mattress there too. You can buy a bed frame. You could buy everything.
I'm like, we live in an apartment. Why do you need like campfire? What is happening? I don't know. I don't understand. I don't get it. This is my favorite thing. Like if you're shopping with someone who knows, like has like a shopping issue, all the rationale, like they try to give you to like for this purchase, but no. Remember that one time you were like, oh, it'd be so nice if we had this for the terrace. I'm like, but we don't have a terrace. What's the point? Like, I don't understand. Like he just tries to like weave it in. It's crazy to me. It's like a big conversation every time he wants to buy something stupid.
No. Well, it's partially to like for you too. Like you'll say you like something and then he'll hook you up like, you know, for like weeks on end. It's cute.
No, the plantain chip thing.
Plantain or plantain. Can our audience, our soon to be audience, tell us which it is?
The pronunciation. I say plantain.
You do. I've been saying plantain, but I don't know if that's right.
I don't know. I don't even know where the word comes from.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure.
But anyway, back to the chips.
Back to the chips. Yeah. So I like plantain chips, whatever you want to call them. They're delicious. And I buy them one at a time when I go to the market. So I say market, I'm sorry.
I love that. That's very, I feel like, sophisticated market. I say like Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop. when I go to the store. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, I buy these things. I buy pastries this way. I buy bad food one at a time. So I don't have this stuff laying around the house, because right. if it's there, I'm going to eat it. Right. So this is how I control what I eat. But you, as in him, he keeps like ordering things, and like I get shipments of like multiple items of some different flavors. And now I have like the need to try them all. And I don't want to do that. I don't need that temptation around me. It's awful. He means well, but it's awful.
Especially you need like a locked cabinet. Like a surplus, like in case of like an emergency, like it could be like your bomb. This is what my dad does. So my dad, I am a midnight snacker, which I'm really trying to stop, but that's not going on. So my dad will buy cereal, and I don't eat cereal in the mornings. Like I eat cereal at times other than the mornings, for which it is like supposedly prescribed for. And definitely in the middle of the night, like two full bowls, like it's the best thing ever. So I tell my dad, don't buy cereal. My dad's like, I buy cereal and like cans of sardines and canned jars, you know, just in case there's a power outage or something. And I'm like, fine. So the goal, the objective was to keep it downstairs to make it harder for me to like midnight snack it.
I cannot.
So, but that doesn't work, because what happens, I go refill paper towels and I'm like, oh, there's cereal here. So I bring the cereal upstairs and the cereal is gone. And like our emergency supply or emergency surplus is completely out. So that's not working, but I need to stop the midnight snacking.
I love doing the math. I'll get like random like messages from you and you're like, oh girl, I just ate a bowl of cereal. And I did the math here. So I'm like, it's 8:20 a.m. Europe time. And so that means it's 2:30 your time. Right. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
I'm getting a snack. Like,
oh, you're about to go back to sleep. You eat your cereal, you tell me about it, and then you go back to sleep. My favorite in the whole world. It's my favorite.
That's what I do. Yeah, lately it's been yogurts and granola bars because I don't have any more cereal. But yeah, my sleep schedule is like 2 to 3 hours on the couch at first, which kills me. And then a good solid 6 hours, like maybe a 10 to 3, 10 to 4. And then I'm awake. And then by the time I fall back asleep, I have to get up.
I cannot. Like, do you like chop bananas? Like, do you do like a whole process when you're making these midnight
snacks? I'm probably going to start at some point. Yet. Like, it's like,
I can't even imagine slicing anything at 2:30 in the morning out of a deep sleep. I'm like, what? A knife and a banana? Nah.
No, I wake up hungry. Sometimes I'm like, I'm having dreams with food, like just general dreams with food. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's about that time.
It's so serious. Like my mom does the same thing too. Like
it's amazing. She has, I understand it.
She can't like ignore the feeling. She has to get up and go get something. What? When I'm knocked out, I'm knocked out. Nothing will wake me up. So that is so funny to me. I'm like, wow, what an ordeal.
I know. I need to get on that Ozempic.
Oh my God. Girl,
let's talk about that.
I don't listen. Let me tell you something. Weed's legal now in America, like in the States or whatever. That not Ozempic is walking around free. I'm like, this is not fair. I moved to Europe and now everything I ever wanted is happening in the States. This is upsetting me. I'm like, I could get weed and Ozempic, fix my munchies. I'm so upset. Everybody's looking thinner these days. Every actress I've ever seen, I'm like, year or so, you lost a good like 10. I'm like, this is amazing.
It is true. When did Ozempic become like, well, it's probably been around for longer than like what we know, but like, when did it become like regular, like, I guess, FDA approved?
I think it was always like a diabetic medication. It was like for diabetics, and people just happened to lose weight. And they're like, oh, I don't know. I'm taking my diabetes medicine. And they're like, what's it called? And they're like, can I borrow some? And then they were starting to lose weight, I think, through that. And I think that's just a beautiful side effect. What a side effect. Wow. Getting your stomach all sculpted. That is some side effect. It's crazy. People are getting really, really ripped. And I'm like so jealous because they would never dole that out here in Germany. Never, never. They would never do it, which is a good thing in the long run, but still in all.
It makes me wonder like how off the market things there are available to like celebs and people with access.
That's my thing. It's so unfair. The whole system is crazy. It's geared like to keep them winning. It's crazy. Now people don't even have to worry about their weight anymore. This summer is going to be bananas. The beach bodies with this Ozempic running around free, stabbing everybody. It's going to be bananas at the beach. Bananas. People are going to be so sculpted. Where's your shot at?
I know.
What will happen? You're not up on it? No, I'm not. This is not fair. So unfair.
Speaking of weight, my plan was to fast this week because I have a party this Saturday where there's going to be a slider station.
Yes, yes.
Which sounds amazing, but I feel like I can't do the bread.
Oh.
But then how do you do a slider? Like, you got to do a slider right.
Yeah, you can do it that. Like, there are ways. Like, sometimes I eat the bottom bread with the toppings just to be like, okay, at least I have half the bread, you know, because it gets pretty messy when you just do the protein. So it's like really weird, but it's a crazy balance. But sliders are the best thing in the whole world. It makes you feel like you're not doing so much until you get like six of them in your system. And you're like, right. Oh.
When you're on like slider 12, you're like, maybe I should slow down.
I love it. Oh, my favorite. Are there going to be like waiters passing them around? Because that's my favorite.
I
like a good hot waiter giving me food off his tray.
There's nothing better.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with your Q-tips? With your Q-tips? Your toothpicks. Like, you know, like when you're like at a party, I hate holding them. It's the most annoying thing in the whole world. I'm like,
what do I do? That's interesting. No, I just keep it in my mouth like a mole school. No, I'm teasing. What do I do? I don't know. I haven't gone out. I haven't been to a place where they've had like appetizers with toothpicks in like a minute. I don't go out. We know this.
I know. That seems really dated, right? Like, but you know what I mean? Or cocktail napkins. Like, you take one, you take it off the tray, and then you eat whatever they gave you. And then now you have this empty cocktail napkin, and now you're just like, and then so you have to like find trash can, which they never have. And, or you have to like put it on the tray of the person. And it's the most awkward thing. Like at the end of like the cocktail hour, I have like 15 cocktail napkins in my hand or my purse, like scrunching them up. I'm like, I don't know what to do. It's annoying. It's so annoying. But some people, they're good. They recognize you have this in your hand and you're trying to unload it and they'll take it from you. They need to fix this.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I think about this kind of stuff a lot. Sorry.
Yes, attentive wait staff is always good. But I'm a napkin hoarder. Like, I'm not a messy eater. Like, I'm a fast eater. I'm not so messy, but I like go through like 10 napkins just like if I'm like eating something even by fork. I go through so many napkins. Like, I'm a napkin hoarder.
My husband makes me feel like I eat like I'm in a pigsty. Like, I go through 3 napkins during dinner. He's like, what is happening over there in your section? I'm like, I don't know. This is delicious. I'm right. Like, this.
Like, your heart rate increases. Like, it's
like. Like, this spaghetti is crazy. Dude, I don't know what to tell you. This is how I eat. I'm always like, every bite, I just, you know, wipe my lip. I don't know. I just go through napkins. It's a problem.
I don't know.
You know what I get mad at? And I think it's so stupid of me. I don't like when I first go to someone's house and they offer me something, especially a dinner table, and they give me a paper towel. I hate it.
Oh, paper towel. You like what? Like the fabric napkins?
I don't need a fabric napkin.
Oh, you're so fancy.
No, like, you know, the little like cheap ones, you know, the little cheap napkins, little square.
Oh, you yes.
Know, come on. You have steal from McDonald's. I don't know, but don't give me no paper towel. I hate that.
Yo, but nothing in life is better than a bouncy. That shit is so thick. We reuse that. My dad's like, don't throw that out, especially when it's wet. It's like a cloth. He keeps it by the faucet. He's like, don't throw that out.
You can use it for multi purposes. One yes. Sheet for days.
It's like a rag.
The ones here are terrible. Like, I can't find anything. That's another thing I miss about not being back home. Stuff like paper towels, like ours are sturdy back home. Like, these are like real frail and thin, gone with the wind. I don't like that stuff. It's terrible. Why are we talking about napkins? Listen,
I don't know. We want a bounty endorsement. We need endorsements.
I know. They're like, yeah, you need endorsements. You had like 5 episodes. Like, okay, relax. relax, ladies. But like, I have a list of endorsements in my head. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to blow up. I'll be like, listen, I need this. I need that. I need free this and free that. You know my dream sponsor. You know who he is.
I know TJ's. Hello. You want groceries for life.
I do, and I want them to ship them to this country. But that's not the point. Listen. I want to go back to your weekend because, like, I have a thing tonight, and I was telling you, like, I'm reluctant. I flaked. This is like my third attempt to hang.
I'm a flake too.
Oh, yeah. I think that's why we bonded in the first place. We're just like, do you want to hang out? They're like, we like each other, but maybe next week. No. And no, it was like no pressure. We just wanted to hang out when we first met, just because we had a lot of things in common, like a lot of like musical background, a lot of like whatever. It was very casual, and I love that. Different people, different friends, different what do you call it? Different times and places in your life. You know, people come in and out. Like you have your high school friends, you have your college friends, you have like groups of people. And sometimes the energy involved meeting those people just takes a lot out of you know? So, yeah, so like everybody knows, whatever, or you don't know. I'm not back in the States anymore. I live out here. So I meet people, English speakers or whatever, people from different countries. I speak a language or two, maybe, kind of. So like I like making new friends. And I feel like it's a conquest thing. I'm like a guy, I like getting numbers, you know? I'm like, let's be friends. And then they call me and I'm like, I don't want to hang out with this person. No, I'm kidding. I like to look at my phone and be like, look at all my friends. I'm like, oh, look at all my friends. I got so many friends. And then with like one text, I'm like, how dare they? How dare you ask me to hang out? It's like, I absolutely, I'm obsessed with this country. I'm obsessed with where we live, but sometimes the weather takes getting used to. So sometimes don't have that energy when it's all humid and cold and like, you know, gray to like go out to dinner sometimes. And I'm just like, nah, not today. But like everyone says, you have to get used to it and you just have to live your life regardless of the weather. And I'm
Live
like,
your
well,
life.
yeah.
No, that was my anthem.
I know. I remember when that song came out, you were like singing a
I
lot.
have so many anthems.
Who was that? Who sang
Oh, it's
that?
Rihanna with T.I., no?
Oh, yeah. Is Justin Timberlake on that? I feel
Is
like,
he?
I don't know. I feel like there was a time he was a feature on everyone's song
I
or T.
know.
Remember there was like
Or
18
maybe it
people.
wasn't T.I. I don't know what I just said that. I don't know. Maybe that's not even true.
I feel like Black Eyed Peas once, Rihanna, Justin Timberlake, they were like featured on everybody's song. Like everybody had a song. And they're featured on it. It was weird. That was a weird time in the early 2000s. It was crazy. Remember Black Eyed Peas? Remember they were a
Yes, I
thing?
feel like you like them. You've been referencing them a little bit more recently.
Because they are the bar mitzvah jam. They are the wedding jam. Like it gets the party started. They know what they were doing.
I
Tonight's the night.
know.
You can't beat that. But it's so cringy now to like hear it randomly on the radio. No offense, I love them.
I
It's
don't play
so
the radio
bananas.
anymore. I do the Pandora.
That's so true. That's true. That's so
I don't even
true.
know what's the latest. I do like different radio stations and like 90s and 2000s hip hop. Isn't it crazy you have like to say like the 2000s? Like the 2010s? Like 2010, like the 80s hip hop, 90s hip hop and 2000 hip hop, 2010s hip hop.
These kids come up with like words for everything, crazy slang these days. No one's come up with something for the early 2000s because I'm sick of saying the early 2000s. They've got to find a shortcut. It's terrible. 80s, 90s, the zeros. I don't know, but we're in the roaring 20s, which I don't want to ignore the first roaring 20s. You know, those were so special, but this is the roaring 20s too, right?
I know.
No?
I wonder if there's going to be music at my place on Saturday.
I am very excited for you. How excited are you? Are you excited
I'm
like one?
excited, but I'm nervous because, like I said, it's different groups of people that I have and some that I haven't seen in a while. Some that like I know will be chill no matter what. But it's like when you don't see people for a minute, it's like, where you at? Where you been at? I'm not the best at keeping in touch and I'm a little nervous. And yesterday I sent out outfits that were like so cute, got great feedback. And then at night I was like, for shits and giggles, let me just try it on. Nothing fits. Now I don't know.
You're gonna look beautiful. You're gonna be great. I know it. Yeah, there's always like apprehension, like when you're seeing friends you haven't seen for a long time. If your friends are cool with you, like, you know, dipping out of the scene for a little bit and you pop up like, hey, on some good energy, and they give you that good energy back, then those are your friends because they're not giving you a hard time. I don't like going into a situation like that, like, where you been? I was like, whoa. That was like real weird to me, right? And it made me feel like weird. It was terrible.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't know. I just don't like to be in that situation. We're all here for a good time. Don't be like, oh, so where have you been? I hate it. And it makes me like not see you even more. So that's going to be another X amount of years.
But you brought up an interesting topic. Like, what would be your big five? Like, if you could have dinner plans with like any five people, I guess, like what, dead or not, like celebrity or not?
Right. Right. Okay. I've been thinking about this for a long time, constantly like uninviting people to my table. I always picture my big table of celebrities. For a long time, it's been Mindy Kaling. You know this, right?
Okay.
Mindy Kaling is one. Tracee Ellis Ross is a two.
Okay.
Three. Regina King is like a four.
Okay.
And I can't remember who the one before was, but now it's Ali Wong.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm down one. I don't know. So my five would be Tina Fey.
Nice.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Hey, Tracy. I thought it was like all female.
Oh, is it?
It's not. I don't know. I'm making that up because I'm bumping someone for Jimmy Fallon. No, I'm kidding.
So Tina Fey, Jimmy Fallon, Tracee Ellis Ross. I have Nicki Minaj. And then I can't think of a fifth.
That's crazy.
It's a little bit of a mix.
You can't think of a fifth?
I can't think of a fifth. I'm trying to think of like who my fifth would be.
Amy Poehler.
No.
Maya Rudolph. You love her.
I do, but like I feel like it's going to be too much SNL.
SNL. My table's full of SNL. I got Jimmy over. I got Tina. What is this? A reunion?
It's going to be like the weekend broadcast at five because I eat early and then I go to bed.
But yeah, you love your SNL because that's really half of your table. That's bananas.
I know, but I need a fifth. I'm going to think about it.
Oh, man. Who's your fifth? Who your fifth is? I'm very curious now.
I know. I got to think about it.
I'm going to pick one for you. Like that.
I mean, I would do the Wong. It would be like a funny table and Nikki would like spit rhymes, you know?
Can I take credit for introducing you to Wong?
Let's go there. And then we might have to do like a part two. Let's do Wong because you introduced me to her. I just saw her second special and I'll let you take it from there.
Okay. So I watched Fresh Off the Boat. I saw who produced, directed, all the credits, IMDb, thank you. So I came across her name and I'm like, oh, she's doing big things. I like her. Right afterwards, I saw she had a special on Netflix. I watched. I'm like, who is this pregnant woman rubbing her belly on stage? I don't even think she even rubbed her belly. I just know she looked amazing and she was killing it. I don't think this has ever been done before. And my love for comedians has no bounds. So to see this woman do this, you're so special. She's amazing. So I kept up with her. And then it was the second special and then the third special. And then in between, I saw Always Be My Maybe, which is so underrated. If you grew up in the late 90s, you have to watch that movie. You'd appreciate it so much. And I'm loving POC representation. I'm loving all of it. She's amazing. And she's so dope. She's just...
Yeah.
Dope. And she doesn't take shit and I love it.
Have you been watching anything else good, G?
Anything good? No. Let's see. So I just had dinner with a friend of mine who I consider really, really smart. He's so well traveled, speaks so many languages. He's like so super cool. And he's like, no, you have to watch Love is Blind. And I just cannot get into these reality shows. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's really contrived, right? You put people in a pod and like, of course, it's such a setup. But I was obsessed with the first season. I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed. I don't know. I'm a 90 Day Fiance kind of person. And there's a whole history behind that. And I'll let you know another time. As far as like The Bachelor and all these kind of things go, I feel like the settings are so like, I don't know, like the dates and all these kind of things, they're set up by the producers. It's just on Netflix and it was there. And I feel like people just got swept up. Sorry. I had to let you know.
Yes. You asked me yesterday. I was like, you know, what do you think of Love is Blind? And I was like, as a philosophy.
As a mantra. What is that what you said? As a mantra?
Yeah. I was like, as like a mantra or like as a way of life, like.
As a concept. And I was like, the show, girl. That was so funny. I'm like, okay, she's really not into this kind of trash. And that's really good because my husband, he was like, what are you watching? But he got swept up too until he couldn't anymore. He's like, okay, it's enough. So yeah.
No, but a lot of people are talking about 90 Day Fiancé. A lot of people like that show.
It is good. Like, I feel like now, because people know it's like famous, I think people are just getting together online from different countries. They're kind of making things happen. In the beginning, there were like genuine people who like lived in different countries and probably met online or met on a trip or visiting each other's cities or whatever. All the trials to get through the government and the paperwork and all these kind of things and these hurdles to face together as a couple and language barriers, those things are real. Those things you can't fake. Like, you have to communicate. You have to do all this traveling. You, like, these are so many factors. And I'm like, you can't beat that. Like, you cannot beat those elements. Like, I like, you're sitting in a pod and you're like, hi, I like fishing. I like, no, I can't deal with it. I don't.
I'm obsessed with lip gloss.
What are your dreams? Do you want kids? Oh, please. I can't. I don't want it. I don't like, I know people are obsessed, and I heard like it crashed the internet and I'm like, why? But I now have to finish it. I say all this to say, I have to finish all the seasons to see the hype. You know what I mean? Truly criticize it.
I've heard of 90 Day Fiancé. People have recommended that to me before. Love is Blind, I haven't heard. I mean, I guess it's like an interesting topic, which I was actually going to ask you the other day. Would you be totally turned off from a guy's name? I'm like that with voices. Like, I feel like if you have like a sexy voice, like you're in, like, versus not. But like lately, because like I'm on like the dating apps and whatever, I'm trying that whole thing again. And yeah, like some stuff is so superficial, but like, no, like if it was like could I date someone with like my dad's name, for example? No. Like, I love my dad. I love my dad's name, but no, that would be like weird. Right. And there's like certain names that I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
That I can't. Yeah.
That is a great, great question. Names. Yeah. Names are important because you have to say it all the time. You have to text it, look at it in your phone. Like, voice is really important, and I'm always like afraid of my voice. And my husband and I, we met online, so there was a lot of talking. Yeah, that's a really great question about the names. Yeah, I need a sexy name in my life, but I like exotic names too.
Yeah.
And circling back to 90 Day Fiancé, there's so much to learn about people's cultures.
Yes.
There are some people who are dating, like, you know, outside of their religion, and things you cannot do when you visit their country. And I was like, this is so like culturally aware and just makes you like a little bit more knowledgeable. You never know who you're going to meet down the line. You're like, that 90 Day Fiancé episode taught me a lot. Can't do this when I visit this country or that country, but it's just not, they're just real people. So many places and so many foods, so many like people cooking their ethnic foods.
Yes. It's more culturally like diverse, which I like, which I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, how do you pronounce this? And, oh, we make this for Christmas. It's a tradition. And these are the kind of things that I'm interested in. And we're like watching it with them and that we're learning along with them. Oh, I love it when like like Americans go to a country that's not, I don't know, I guess it's well off. Their experiences there, just seeing how people have to live without certain amenities in life, culture shock. And it's good for people to know that sometimes because we take a lot of things for granted. I love it.
Yeah. So, and no shade. Like, I totally know that I'm like not many people's cup of tea either. But like, you know, when I say ew, it's not like, you know, yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. Like things that you're attracted to versus not attracted to, or things that are appealing to you versus not appealing to you. And definitely, yeah, like the diversity with, you know, different cultures, and it definitely comes with like unfamiliar territory sometimes when you're dating like outside of like your comfort zone, but all good, all good.
Yeah. You're bilingual. And so you have like, you know, so much, like you would identify with the people in the show just because, like, oh yeah, my culture versus this culture, me and my family and our traditions and their traditions. Like once you have that going on for yourself and you can see yourself in that situation, I think that's a shared bond with. My verdict on Love is Blind is that it's stupid.
Okay. Okay. So do not watch that.
Yeah, don't. Like, I mean, for, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's a reality show and it's silly and it's like fun, but I just didn't see the hype. I'm sorry. No offense to people who love the show. I know it's huge. I know it, but I can't. But I will finish the other season. What was I going to ask you? I had a question for you. What was a dating question?
chosen to, oh, Home Depot. Like you have recommended the Home Depot. And it's interesting because it's the same thing, like the advice that's been given to me. It's like, be open, be like aware, be open to like the people in your surroundings and like aware of like where there's cuteness. And like, I guess it's like that law of attraction thing, right? Like the more you're open. And one thing I really like about you, like, not that you're like attract, well, I'm not that you're not attracting people, but like the, like you can just walk down the street and like start a conversation. Like I'm very like in the elevator, like with my head down, not good. I'm definitely not open to the universe where you like can start a conversation with anybody. But yeah, you had mentioned the Home Depot dating and the Trader Joe's dating. And it was interesting because when I went to Trader Joe's, yeah, there was like one or two cuties there. Of course, like my openness wasn't like a 10, I guess. Because I was like on a mission to get spices. But no, but you were right. Like Trader, like that's good advice to be open to like hit up Trader Joe's, Home Depot. Like that's where guys you see day to day, like guys doing stuff and you know, needing stuff. I think it's a good place to like potentially spark up a conversation with someone.
More than anything, Trader Joe's is such a like, is the word niche, right? Niche, right? It's like a So I mean, anybody could go to like the regular supermarket. It's like whatever you need necessities, but for you to go to Trader Joe's means you're looking for like to try new things. You know what I mean? To try something new and be in a new environment. So it's like the minute you like make that decision to start shopping there, I feel like it already sets you apart from everybody else who goes to like the regular supermarket, right? To me, you're gonna try like foods from different countries and exotic spices or whatever. And that means you're open. And I feel like Trader Joe's like invites that kind of energy. So off the bat, you can eliminate like people who'd be like, oh, I don't eat this kind of food and I don't eat this kind of food. Cause you wouldn't be here if you want to try something that you never tried before. Because we all go to supermarkets. That's just part of our lives. Everybody does it. And we all do the same things over. But for you to make that trip means that you really want to try something cool. And off the bat, I'm like, you're putting yourself in a great position because it's going to be people. I'm not necessarily saying like food conscious people, but like it's better quality food. There's a whole bunch of stuff for Trader Joe's. The Home Depot thing, I think it's cool just because I feel like guys' egos have to be stroked all the time, which is terrible, right? Ask them where the plywood is. I don't know if that's like an everyday thing for you, if you need that. Or plumbing appliances. I don't know. I don't know. Do you have to like make a whole project so like you can meet people? I don't even know how that works. You know what I mean? Like I'd go in there for a ficus.
They have plants like that. They have gardening stuff. That makes sense.
They do. I don't know. I'm going to go Home Depot and I'm just going to ask for like the kitchen appliances. I mean, there are a lot of things there. Yes, you can. You could go there and buy candy. I know they have like Skittles by the.
Go get some Twizzlers at Home Depot. I was just taking a break. Go to Ace Hardware and get like Band-Aids or something.
Seriously, for some light bulbs and some, and yeah, that's hilarious. But no,
Was that your, what was the dating question though? I'm intrigued now. Like, what was it?
you kind of answered it when you said that you went to Trader Joe's and you're like, oh, I can see this being a scene. Do you think in your mind, like, are you open to anything being a possible scene? Like,
No.
or.
Like I even said it's not a possibility, but even like people where there's like cuteness and like the opportunity to talk, like the second that there is, I'm like looking down at my shoes. I'm looking at like the Band-Aid that's like on my ankle from like the clogs I wore the day before. Rather than being like, hey, how are you? Like, what's going on? Sunny day out, huh?
Where the cuteness is, I love it. That's funny. I hear what you're saying, but it's good. I mean, it's good that you're in the zone, you're doing your thing. But I don't think that you're like not open. I think you're a very open person. I don't know that you. I don't know why you see yourself like as like not open or approachable. I think you're approachable.
When it's like totally, when I'm totally anonymous, like when there's like not, like I don't know how to describe it. Like, yeah, I guess like when there's like no possibility, like you have like no idea nor nor a thought that I possibly may be interested in you. If I'm like the wing girl, like when there's like no possibility, that's when I'm like the most open.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. Yeah. When there's no pressure and it's like off guard, and yeah. I get it. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. We all do better that way. When you're going in there with a specific, like, oh, I'm going to meet someone here. I get what you're saying completely, but I'm just like keeping your eyes open and just being like, okay, this is a good place because the guy's good with his hands, or going to like, you know, Whole Foods and stuff like that. Or, you know, those kinds of places where you feel like, oh, he cares about what he eats. I don't know. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Are you excited about this week's party or what?
I am. I'm excited. I'm happy to see my girlfriend. It's like a big birthday. I'm happy. I hope she likes everything and has a good time. It's supposed to be a good time. It's in the city. It's like an open bar. It's supposed to be like a really nice event. I'm happy to get dressed up, although I don't know what that exactly means for me and what clothes I'm going to wear. But I always like going into the city, but I haven't been in quite some time. So I'm excited, but like, I'm usually like pass out on my couch by 7:30. So I'm definitely going to have to like do like an iced coffee with like two shots of espresso or something. Nice. But we'll see. It'll be good. Whatever it is, it'll be good.
I don't know. I have a feeling it's going to be a really good night. I know I'm gonna keep my mouth closed because I don't want to be like.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be good. As long as if it's good for her, it'll be good. Yeah. But we have to wrap up. Well, so what do you think our segue should be?
Our segue into what? To leaving? I think no. I have to get ready myself. Oh, actually, I have the dinner that I don't.
Oh, that's right. You have. You're going out. Oh, that's right. We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. No, like I was saying, no, a good group of girls. I'm just, sometimes I'm in the mood, sometimes I'm not. And I feel like once I walk into the restaurant, I'll be in a better mood. But we'll get into that on the next ep. I'll let you know how that works out.
Yes, that'll be like our next podcast is how was your night out? How was my night out? I hardly ever have a night out, but I apologize because I forgot that you rescheduled it to tonight. But yes, I know you're amped slightly about going, but it'll be good.
It's a school night.
Going out on a Tuesday.
I know. It's out of control. Who am I? No, it's good. It's good for me to get out and stuff. We all have to do what we got to do. We got to enjoy our times out and our friends, even if you don't feel like going. And it's okay to not feel like going. Okay.
That's right.
Anyway, it was so good catching up with you.
Yes, likewise. So we will be in touch soon with our audience. We'll do like a follow-up to our big nights out, if not sooner. And I'll let you go get ready. And it's about what time there, German time?
It's 15 after 5 p.m. Okay.
All right. And you're leaving soon?
Yeah. I have to find something to wear, blah, blah, blah. But you look great.
I know. I'm dying to see you. But you take a picture tonight because I want to see the extensions.
You know I hate being on camera.
I know you do, but you're so gorgeous.
I want pictures.
No, you send me pictures.
No,
you send me pictures.
You're going to look great. That outfit was really, really cute.
No, so. It's going to end up being jeans and maybe Vans or something. No, I don't know.
I can't. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait till we do like a live podcast from like here when you come to visit. That would be so
actually
cool.
Okay, so that's something we can talk about too. So in our next installment, we're going to talk about our nights out and also my plan. I'm having a big birthday this year, and I'm thinking about doing like a trip instead of like a night out. And okay, Germany, like we could do a trip,
right?
Talk about that. Our next installment, should you celebrate or make a big deal out of certain birthdays, or like what does it mean? We'll save that for like our next installment.
Absolutely.
All right, G. Enjoy your night out tonight. Have a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. I look forward to hearing all about it. Thank you for the That's Not the Point podcast.
Thank you.
All right, catch you later. Bye.
Bye.